Originals is the latest posthumous release from Prince's estate. It's a 15-song compilation of previously unreleased songs. Prince wrote and demoed for other artists, including Sheila E.'s The Glamorous Life, Kenny Rogers' You're My Love, and The Bangles' Manic Monday. NPR's Samantha Balaban caught up with Bangle Susanna Hoffs, who explained how that collaboration came about.
Hello, this is Susanna Hoffs, musician, Bangle.
The year was 1984. Prince was putting out his sixth studio album, Purple Rain, and Hoffs was just discovering his music.
My first introduction to Prince's music was actually hearing When Doves Cry on the radio.
Dig if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss.
Soon after I heard it, maybe even within the same week, somebody let me know that Prince had discovered the Bangles. So it was this sort of interesting feeling of kismet.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
The Bangles also had an album out that year, their debut studio album. One night, they were performing a show in Hollywood.
Suddenly, word gets to us Bangles backstage, that Prince had come to see us.
But not just see them, to perform their single, Hero Takes a Fall, with them on stage.
It was truly mind-blowing. I'd never seen anybody play guitar like that. I mean, it was almost like his guitar was just part of his body. There was no disconnect. It wasn't like this thing he was holding and playing. He was somehow channeling from the inside out, and it just came through. And it was really magnificent on so many levels.
Later, when the Bangles were recording their second studio album, Different Light, they got word that Prince had written a song for the band, and would they come to the studio to pick up a cassette?
I still have it, the actual one. We Bangles hovered around the cassette machine, because back then it was tape, and we were smitten with the song. I mean, the fact that Prince had written a song about Mondays that was very relatable in so many ways. I think he was able to write for women really well. It kind of shows a day in the life in the morning of getting up and preparing yourself to keep your life moving forward, but the sense of like it's just on the verge of falling apart and you're like tape and glue and just trying to get through the moment. And then there's this sort of balancing of the relationship part. And so it really has a lot going on in it in a 3-minute story.
If I had an aeroplane, I still couldn't.
It had a beautiful, simple melody. There was something in the arpeggiated riff that was a bit baroque. The Bangles always gravitated to what we called baroque pop music, things with harpsichords. And, you know, since we were children in the 60s, when some of that sound was happening on the radio. I know that there was some idea that we would just have access to the tracks and could just put our voices on it. And that's one thing that we Bangles decided en masse, and we're very unified in this, that we wanted to kind of make it ours, Banglefy it in a sense.
So they built the tracks from the ground up, simplified the bridge, changed some of the chords, and released the version that became famous. Hoffs still remembers the first time she sang Manic Monday in a studio.
Because obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious, but I felt a great pressure to do a good job on it. There's always a feeling when you sing a song for the first time where you don't know as the singer if the dress is going to fit, the shoe is going to fit, the key is going to fit, the words coming out of your mouth are going to make sense. And I can just tell you that the first time I had that out-of-body experience of standing in a darkened studio alone, taking a crack at the vocal, that red light fever moment where I see the red light, we're in record, and I thought, oh yeah, this feels good.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Sunday. I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday.
It was just, you know, kind of magical. And any time that we had the opportunity to play music with Prince, I mean, there was a time when he just invited us to go hang out and play music with him for no one but us. Just musicians being musicians, doing what they enjoy doing, whether there's an audience or not. And that has stuck with me and has resonated in recent years more than I could have ever, ever known. And actually, I get very emotional thinking about it because, you know, I now have a little group of musicians that I get together with almost every week, and that's what we do. And I didn't even think about that till now, that it doesn't matter if we're just doing it for ourselves. You know, we do it because we love playing, and it does take us somewhere beautiful. I feel so deeply grateful for the gift of this song. You know, I wish I had had a chance, you know, in the decades after to tell him that, to just say thank you for the song. It's still fun to sing every time.
That was Susanna Hoffs of the Bangles. I'm Samantha Balaban, NPR News.